Also, very important when I talk of skills, clarity ensures that there's no misunderstanding. We just discussed clarity sometime back, that there's no space for misunderstanding. That means putting forward information which is very simple and worded in a manner which is probably grasped immediately. Okay? Be clear with what you want your audience to take away from communication. When I say be clear with what you want your audience to take away from communication, that means there has to be something specific with what you really are saying. Like if I say right now, three important points for communication to be successful. What are the three important points? So one is speak confidently. Secondly, be updated with facts, data, details. And thirdly, understand feedback through facial expressions and body language of the receiver. So once you get that feedback, you will be able to respond. So the takeaways, what did you take away? That when you speak, you have to be confident. When you speak, you have to have access to information. When you speak, you need to understand what the audience is all about. So only then you can get feedback from them. So that's what it is. So that is why they're saying it is important to know who your audience is. Thus, with clarity, there will be minimal scope for confusion in communication. Different styles of verbal communication. First is aggressive communication. Now, we're going to be discussing the various styles of communication. Once we finish discussing these styles, you should also ask yourself, where is it that you really stand? In the sense, what kind of communicator are you? So if someone says he or she is an aggressive communicator at all points of time, then you need to understand that you have to make changes in your way of communication. Why? Because when we talk of aggressive communication, individuals who communicate in an aggressive manner, they lack empathy, which also means they are uncaring. When I say they lack empathy, what is empathizing or what is empathy? To put yourself in the opposite person's shoes. When I say to put yourself in the opposite person's shoes, that means I'm putting myself in your place to understand how you think and feel. So if you're an aggressive communicator, that means aggressive communicator is someone who is very rude. They, when they communicate, they shout, they blame others. They do not have control over what they say. They get defensive and hostile. That is what an aggressive communicator is all about. So blaming, yelling at, shouting. All these are forms of aggressive communication. Aggressive communication is generally driven by anger and can create a hostile environment. So an aggressive communicator will not listen to others' views and perspectives. An aggressive communicator will not really agree to what others are saying. An aggressive communicator will ideally only understand his or her own viewpoint. So these kind of people, they're very difficult to get along with. You never know what they may say at any point of time. You may not even understand why is it that they're behaving like this. So what can be done? If you are an aggressive communicator, you have to ask yourself, why is it that you get rude? Why is it that you get hostile? Why is it that you're not willing to accept other people's ideas and perspectives? Why is it that you feel you are always correct and others are not? all this needs to be looked into. Only then will an aggressive communicator improve. If not, then an aggressive communicator will not improve. So for aggressive communication, the individual is completely focused on winning the argument, and it tends to be driven by judgment, hostility, and anger. So when I say an individual is completely focused on winning the argument, that means the individual or the speaker, the aggressive communicator, is only focused on what he or she has said, and they only feel that whatever they say, that has to be acceptable, and whatever they say is correct, whether you agree or not. That is how they are considered to be aggressive communicators. Now, this kind of behavior can be difficult. This kind of behavior, because they are always hostile, they're angry, they are judgmental. So this kind of behavior can be dealt with in what manner? So there could be a lot of aspects to this. If your boss is an aggressive communicator, then you need to develop patience to understand what is it. Sometimes the reason could be expecting perfection in work, which is why the communication goes in that direction. Sometimes to understand that each person has some or the other stress which shows up in the way they communicate. But well, eventually it is a choice you make as to how you want to deal with people. So communication, how to communicate, or how to accept whether the opposite person has communicated appropriately or not, it's all up to you as an individual, because eventually you have to deal and respond. Next style is passive style of communication. For passive style of communication, individuals avoid expressing their own thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Such individuals are submissive and they tend to please others. When we talk of passive style of communication, these communicators do not feel comfortable expressing their own thoughts, feelings, emotions, because these individuals feel the moment they express their own thoughts, feelings, and emotions, then what may happen? The opposite person or people may not really appreciate it, may feel a bit irritated, may not really take what you've communicated in a positive way. So then this can also lead to problem for the communicator. So for passive style of communication, what needs to be looked into? So before we go to this aspect, what needs to be looked into? We need to understand this. Since they're concerned about the opposite person, they do not express their views and emotions. They avoid conflicts and confrontations. The individual is only focused on how the others think and feel. And it is possible that passive communication and social anxiety may be interconnected. Just imagine, you are never able to express how you think or feel. You're never able to interact in a manner where you want to express your views and express your emotions. Then definitely you may start feeling that anxiousness. You may start feeling disconnected with your own thoughts and views. Why will you feel disconnected with your own thoughts and views? Because you're not able to express your own thoughts and views to the opposite person. When I'm not able to express my own thoughts and views at any point of time to the opposite person, then that continuous thought goes on within my mind. So this is something which is very difficult to deal with. Imagine if your personality type is this. You're not even able to share with others what you think or feel. Then what kind of a life are you leading? This can really create issues and problems for you to be yourself. When I say for you to be yourself, means what you really are. What am I today as a person? How I express my views, how I talk, how I communicate with others, how I express my emotions. In the corporate world, when you talk of expressing emotions, we talk of how empathetic you are. Do you have the ability to empathize? Definitely, the corporate world will have more of you communicating in a logical manner, but to a certain extent, the ability to empathize. But here, you're not able to express any of this. Neither your thoughts, nor your views, nor your emotions. So you kind of are getting detached from what you are, and thus you cannot even express it. So it is very important to be an active communicator. A passive communicator may not even be able to have eye contact. A passive communicator may just say, whatever you do is correct, when they might feel from within that whatever they're doing is not really appreciated. So again, you have to ask yourself, what is it that makes you a passive communicator? What is it that ideally makes you behave in this manner? Can you change? Do you have that tendency to be a passive communicator? Are you in that fear that if you become a proactive individual in terms of communication, then that can be detrimental to your career and growth? You need to ask yourself all these questions. Third style of communication, okay, different styles of verbal communication, right? So first one was aggressive. Second one was passive. And this is passive aggressive. Now, passive aggressive style of communication, these individuals are emotionally dishonest. Such individuals tend to hide their genuine feelings. They lack assertiveness and have a low self-esteem. Now, for this kind of an individual, okay, when we say emotionally dishonest, that means what they really feel, they don't express that. That is why we're saying emotionally dishonest. What they really feel, they don't express that. That is why the next bullet point is they hide their genuine feelings. See, this kind of communicator, the person is a combination of being a passive communicator and an aggressive communicator. So they just brush it under the carpet. They hide their feelings. They lack assertiveness and they have a low self-esteem. Then the moment you hide your genuine feelings, you will also lack that assertiveness, right? Because you're not able to convey. What is being assertive? Being assertive is being firm but polite. When I say being assertive is being firm but polite, how do I express myself? So imagine if I want the file ready by tomorrow morning 9, I will say, Mr. Ram, please get the file tomorrow. At 9 o'clock, it should be on my table. This is being assertive. Aggressive, Mr. Ram, where's the file? That's aggressive. So you need to tone down your tone to be assertive. You need to tone down your tone. If you do not tone down your tone, you will be an aggressive person. So understand that assertiveness is a necessity. Being assertive is important while you communicate. These individuals, now I'm talking of passive-aggressive style, these individuals are not comfortable to express their displeasure to others. They feel awkward to express their feelings honestly because it may lead to conflicts. So what do passive-aggressive communicators do? They might just get angry, but you will never know why. And why is that happening? Because they're not able to express themselves genuinely. Why is that happening? Because they need to hide a lot of their genuine feelings. So they might get angry. And you will just wonder, what is it? Why has this person got angry? But within, there is so much happening. That is why they're behaving like that. Like when I talk of a passive communicator, that kind of communicator can have anger within, that resentment within. And when I talk of passive aggressive communicator, this kind of a person ideally might find it difficult to say anything. So that is why that anger gets channelized in a different direction. It goes so out of control, that anger, that it leads to conflicts and fights. So you need to understand and become aware. First, start becoming aware. What kind of a communicator am I? If I'm an assertive communicator, yes, I am speaking firmly but politely. As an assertive communicator, I need to also be aware, because it doesn't take much time to go from an assertive communicator to being an aggressive communicator. So I need to be alert and aware with the way I speak, with what I'm speaking, and to whom am I speaking. With the way I speak, with what am I speaking means a content, and who is the target audience. If these aspects are looked into, then it'll make a difference in my ability to communicate better. Now, ways to enhance my verbal communication skills. First and foremost, I need to be optimistic. An optimistic communicator is someone who will speak in a positive manner, speak with that enthusiasm, that motivation. And if you speak in a positive manner with that enthusiasm and motivation, others around you will also pick that up. See, human behavior is contagious. Sit with someone who complains for half an hour. What will you do? You'll start complaining. Why? Because you've picked up the trait from him or her. So that same way, the moment you're enthusiastic, the others around will make you feel the same. Sorry, the moment you're enthusiastic, you will make the others around feel enthusiastic too. So to communicate effectively, one needs to understand the audience. An individual who is a patient person has the ability to listen attentively. What is listening? Listening requires you to be focused. Listening requires you to be attentive. Listening requires you to be alert. That's what listening is about. Feedback is the response given on the information. Feedback is the response given based on the information that is received. What is feedback? The response or reaction to a situation or a person. When I say response or reaction to a situation or person, feedback is about how you feel about a particular situation or about a particular person. So if the situation has happened, then you give feedback. So you're giving a response to what was the situation like, how did you deal with that situation. So for example, you are working, you're expected to work on a project for the first time. It's a new project, that means. So how do you feel about that situation? You're expected to work on a new project for the first time. You've never worked on this project before. So how do you feel about it? Do you feel worried and stressed, or do you feel that no, it's a new project, so what? I'm going to put in my best. If at all required, I'm going to take some guidance from people around. So this is the feedback. What is my response? Do I get stressed and just let it be? Or do I say no? Let me take guidance from people around. Let me do some research. Let me understand all those aspects. Right? So feedback is the response given based on the information that is received. Thus, feedback helps an individual to become more aware, and especially if it is negative feedback that is given, that one can introspect to. See, negative feedback, it is very important that you introspect, you analyze, you understand that you have been given negative feedback and you put in effort to understand why is it that you've been given negative feedback. You put in effort to improve on that situation. You put in effort to come up with ways and means to see to it that you improve. And you give yourself some time that next time I should not get negative feedback on this. So again, the person who's given you negative feedback, it also depends on him or her. What kind of feedback has he given? How has he worded it or she worded it? How have you really taken that negative feedback? You've taken it in a manner whereby you cannot deal with it. Then you will not be able to come up with solutions. Then you will not be able to accept and even introspect. But the moment I get negative feedback, I ask myself, this is what I was told. I should have improved. I should have done something about it. What can I do? There is yet some time for me to improve. So I evaluate and analyze the situation. And then I work towards improving it. So all these are important concepts for verbal communication. Right? We've completed topic 2. Thank you.